Good evening, everyone. This is Instant Inspiration, and my name is the Reverend Samuel Sasu from Accra, Ghana in West Africa. For this visit, this is my last evening. We have had a beautiful supper, and I tell you, it's been just wonderful this past week being in the presence of illumined beings. I came here to participate, to visit with my friends, myself. I tell you, if any one of you has not yet been to Campo, you are missing paradise on earth. My topic for tonight is the sound of silence. In the book of Revelations, it is written, "These things saith the Amen, the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God." See, when we talk about the sound of silence, we are talking about the universal sound, Om. And I chose this topic for tonight because, like I told you, I came to visit. And when you are visiting, you observe. So I chose to observe and to enjoy my stay. A few days ago, Dr. Bailey asked me to explain the sound of Om, and in my usual characteristic way, I just said a few words and shut up, because I was then in the process of listening, imbibing, being here, enjoying what this place is all about. Now I'm about to leave, and as I give comments and everything, now I will answer what the sound of Om is all about. This Om that we hear all the time is the same as the Amen, is the same as Hum, is the same as Amin, and it's just the universal sound. It is the initial vibration of life as it moved into manifestation. And it is from it that everything that we see made visible has been made visible. In the Eastern tradition, Om is depicted as two. One is O and M, and the other is A-U-M. Now, the Om as the O-M, which is the symbol, is existence. But when you look at the A-U-M, it teaches us something which will tell us all about the sound of silence. The A stands for the waking state. The U, the dream state. And the M, the deep sleep state. But there is another sound which is silent, which is the fourth state. Most people operate between the waking, dream, and deep sleep state and fail to touch the fourth state, which is the state of pure being. When we chant Om, which I am going to do right now, the Ah, whenever you say Ah, it comes out. It's something, it's a syllable which is always coming out. Ah, you chant Ah now and see, make Ah, and you see that it is coming out, okay? Now, when you chant Ooh, Ooh, you see it's inside. And it's further in, okay? So, it is a way of chanting which brings you which takes you from the outside, from the gross to the subtle, the more subtle, and to the source. Now, it is taught that when you chant Om, and then there is the silence. So as you follow it, and then you go to the silence and you follow it, it leads you to the source. Now, the waking state, the normal state in which most people live in, they do not permit that silence with. But I've seen and known someone who does that. He lives from the source, and he allows the source to permeate the dream, the deep sleep, the dream, and the waking states. And so whether he's dreaming or awake or is in the deepest of sleeps, he is still the same. And that is what this spiritual path is all about. That we learn to allow our beingness to flow through the dream, the deep sleep, and the waking states. Most of the time, in our waking state, we go through experiences which confounds us. And then we dream, and we are being chased, and it confounds us. We go into deep sleep, and when we wake up and they ask us, what happened? You say, well, I don't know, but I was in deep sleep. Now, how did you know you were in deep sleep? Because you were observing it. But then, because there were no mental fluctuations, there were no thoughts, you thought nothing was happening. It's like the unconscious state. There is a state beyond that. The state of reality, the state of being, the state which we call spirit. And when we enter, when we allow our attention to enter into that state of existence, we have awakened, truly awakened. But there is a higher awakening beyond that also. The one that will help us to allow our beingness to permeate our deep sleep, dream, and waking states. Because there are people who will meditate and touch base, but do not know yet how to live in this world. Mm-hmm. But this world is highly spiritual, very spiritual, for those who have eyes to see. One master said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Few people know that the kingdom of heaven extends to the earth plane. And that is why you see so much joy, you see so much fun, you see so much walking the talk on the campus of the University of Healing here in Kampo. I'm deeply touched. Indeed, highly honored and deeply privileged to be here to experience this wonder on planet Earth. We speak the word. But I tell you this, if you speak the word from the sound of silence and it permeates the deep sleep, the dream, and the waking state, you can instantaneously manifest your just desire. All that I have heard being taught here is in accord with what I am saying here right now. It may not be said in the same way, but if you have ears to hear, you can and you will hear the same thing. I went to a cave in India a couple of years ago, and it is known as Vashishta Gufa. It is in the Himalayas, and the cave's name Vashista Gufa means the cave of Vashista. Vashista is one of the early sages whose writings guides all gods and goddesses back to that sound of silence. I entered into that cave. And you see, just as we have vibrations which are gross and more subtle vibrations, so do we have several of these when we talk about the Om vibration. You have the gross aspect, and you have the most subtle aspect. And the most subtle aspect of Om reverberates in that cave. There are very few places on this planet where I have been that you will be able to hear this sound. It is not heard everywhere. It depends upon how much spiritual activity has taken place in that area. I tell you, in the citadel, sitting on the couch in the citadel, not even in meditation, it is heard. That is why I said, if you have ears to hear. And all this while, I have been observing. You notice, this morning, I walked in and I said, oh, I almost meditated myself away. I was enjoying the sound of silence. And it got to a point where I didn't want to come back, but then I said, I have an appointment with Herb for a walk. And I must walk the talk. So I got out and came. This afternoon, I went back to enjoy the more. I may be living here. I know that I am the sound of silence. But then, certain environments facilitate this sound. You see, someone once said that anything of value is made more conspicuous in its absence. When I say more conspicuous, you feel it more in its absence. You feel its need more in its absence. You realize its reality more in its absence. You see, I'm not going to say I'm going to miss this place because I'm carrying it right in my heart, and you've got to run with me to enjoy it. But I tell you, it's been a wonderful visit. And anytime you chant Om, which I'll be leading you into right now, in a little while, just go Om, and then pause and follow it, and then go Om over and over again, and do it softly. And as you go within with the final Om, follow it from the outside and let it draw your attention inside. And then when the silence becomes more conspicuous, rest in it. This is you. This is your eternal nature, unchanging, immortal, indestructible. And as you begin, you come into the world, the darkness that you see is the deep sleep state. The mental images that you see is the dream state. And when you open your eyes to look at the objects of the senses in the outer world, know that this is your wonderful creation. You have created this. Maybe you are still sleeping. Maybe you are still dreaming. Maybe you are so much engrossed in the outer world that you have forgotten that you created it. But if you can go by these teachings and reach deep within yourself to that place we call the sound of silence, that place which is you, that place which is I am, pure existence, that place we call God, then you know that the game is over. That you create your own experiences. That when you hear that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters because there was darkness and there was light and all that, you will know for a fact that, yes, I am spirit. I create the darkness. I create the mental images, and it appears in my outer world as this wonderful creation, and it is all very good. And I do all of this through this wonderful vibration I am, called Om. Well, it's time to say good night. But know that whatever your life is right now, whatever is happening in your life right now, you have the ability to make it the best. Hey, you are number one in my book. Because I am number one in Herb's book. And he is number one in my book. And hey, guess what? We are all number one. I love you. I love you. I love you.